Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
Is our modern world losing sight of the wonder of starting a family? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. In a culture of competing values and protracted timelines, many couples are increasingly backing their way into parenting or missing it altogether. Steve and Candace Waters encouraged couples to be intentional about their timeline in the early years of marriage and to trust God to help them boldly launch their families. They've written about it in their book, Start Your Family. Steve spoke to the impact of consumerism on our attitudes towards parenting.
We really are wired more than we realize to be consumers, that we have been taught our whole lives to think like shoppers, to think like consumers. And there was a day when children were perceived as wealth because your ability to have children, obviously in many settings, very much so in agricultural settings, every child was bringing new resources, new help, and new contribution to the family economy. And now we're at a position where children are not seen as a resource as much as a demand, a drain on those resources. But we're also so wired as consumers to think about how to go through life producing just enough that we're then able to consume the things that we want. And I think we've lost sight for how much that has spilled over into our attitude throughout life about our relationships, about children, about the church, about how we use our gifts and talents. And one thing we just feel God is convicting us of as we go back and read John 15 is that He's saying, I'm the vine and you're the branches. Be fruitful, bear fruit. And that's throughout all of life, to be fruitful with our gifts and talents, to not have a consumer mindset, but to have a mindset of being fruitful. And He's calling us into that fruitfulness in the church and fruitfulness with our gifts and talents and fruitfulness in marriage. And even going back to the first words He spoke to man and woman where He said, be fruitful. And that our attitude towards children really does require a dramatic shift from what we've been fed all our lives as consumers, which just says, just consume, don't be thinking about producing. And it is it's a biblical challenge for us.
Well, it's definitely countercultural. I mean, if you think about do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, it seems
That's right.
like each and every day you're having to renew your mind. Oh, I saw
That's
that
true.
In the supermarket. I should have that, or I should look like that. It's a constant attack on God's purpose for family, for even individuals, for parents, and then this constant barrage of what it is that we should need and we should want according to society.
Yeah.
What a challenge that we have.